This is Portland, Oregon's White Supremacy Report, bringing you recurring updates from the front lines of racial justice battles taking place in our community. In today's headlines, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley, who mid-last month implored President-elect Donald Trump to remove chief strategist appointee and gold medal racist purveyor of misinformation, Steve Bannon, remarked last week that Trump as president is indeed, quote, scary as hell. From a Case-Shiller Home Price Index, Portland, just behind Seattle, has the fastest rising housing prices in the country at 10.9%. This increase, of course, disproportionately impacts communities of color and low-income communities, which are generally not the ones moving to town for third-wave coffee and the booming tech industry jobs. In related news, the auditor of the city of Portland released findings from a recent poll showing that residents consider the city's livability at the lowest rate since the poll's birth in 2002. The lowest ratings of livability came from residents that are 60 years old or older, make less than $75,000 a year, have been living in the same house for at least 10 years, have lower income, and are without a bachelor's degree. For more information on the poll results, head to portlandoregon.gov and select audit services. Mayor Charlie Hales announced last week that he's ordering an investigation into the brutalizing of a Black Lives Matter organizer who was assaulted by police during an anti-Trump demonstration headed by youth. Catherine Stevens, whose arrest was captured on video, is shown having her head seized by the hands of a bicycle police officer and twisted sideways as she was being handcuffed and arrested. After being arrested, Stevens was rushed to the emergency room. By now, many have heard about the Southern Poverty Law Center's report 10 days after Donald Trump's election, showing Oregon at the highest hate incident rate per capita in the country. At the time the report was released, 48 of over 850 incidents occurred in Oregon. In response, the Oregon AFL-CIO, which represents over 300,000 workers statewide, announced it will be taking measures against racism in the workplaces where it operates. This, according to the union's president, John Chamberlain, will take the form of increasing the accessibility of reporting processes and resources for racist or hate-related incidents. A couple of weeks after the election, Mayor-elect Ted Wheeler came out as being in favor of maintaining Portland's identity as a sanctuary city, which means that city, county, and state funds will not go towards federal immigration enforcement officials in their attempts to police, prosecute, and deport people who are here without documentation. This comes on the heels of Trump's announcement after being elected to withhold federal funding from cities like Portland, though many doubt that the president possesses the authority, much less the constitutional legality, to do so. Oregon Democratic Representative Alyssa Kenny Geyer announced 2 weeks ago that she plans to reintroduce legislation that would dramatically amend Oregon's Electoral College laws, allowing for Oregon's Electoral College votes to go to the winner of the national popular vote. This comes in the wake of the presidential election when Secretary Clinton earned the popular vote by over 2 million, but lost the election, trailing Trump, by over 70 electoral votes. A reform within Oregon's electoral protocol could help prevent the racist voter suppression techniques that stood in the way of voters of color and other low-income voters from casting their vote in the key states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Unlawful surveillance and entrapment arguments made in defense of Mohamed Mohamud's appeal weren't enough to overturn a guilty sentence in a federal appeals court today. Mohamud, known pejoratively as the Christmas tree bomber, was arrested after an FBI sting lured him into working with undercover agents posing as terrorists to detonate a bomb that was supposedly located in Pioneer Square in Portland near a Christmas tree lighting in 2010. Mohamud, who is Somali-born and now a naturalized citizen, had not committed any crimes before he was targeted online by FBI agents for his online contacts with extremist networks. And at last, the Oregon Department of Education has agreed to do something about the chronic absenteeism rates in public schools that play a large role in perpetuating the school-to-prison pipeline. According to a report released in tandem with the announcement, racism from within the school system and racism from classmates plays a significant role in deterring students of color from attending school. Approaches to curbing chronic absenteeism include, quote, culturally sensitive practices. Those are some of the headlines that involve intersectional white supremacy in our own backyard. Tune in tomorrow for 3 in-depth stories. We'll be covering the murder of 19-year-old Larnell Bruce Jr. in August of this year at the hands of two white supremacists. We'll also look at the indictment of the Oregon Department of Corrections and its racial incompetence. Additionally, we'll look at information on this Salem councilman that was fired last week for posting overwhelmingly racist content on social media. We'll be speaking to the activist who was in large part responsible for generating the pressure that got him removed from his position. You've been listening to the White Supremacy Report. For KBOO News, I'm Kanan Schlesinger.